I'd like to bring on my
co-host,
John Bryan.
Yes, Donald.
How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Great, great.
Well, we got a great call lined up this evening, and John, you go ahead and take it away. We got people checking in already, so.
Well, Donald, I'm so excited that we had started this up again as far as the support system for the people who are getting involved with the company and joining forces against the medical system. And we are, as far as the medical system is concerned, yes, we need it when we have broken arms, broken legs, or whatever, to set it to allow these things to mend. But to my knowledge, they are not doing anything as far as curing anything, nor are we. Because what we do with this company, and the company I'm speaking of, is Youngevity, who was formulated by Dr. Joe Wallop, which we will cover more about him shortly. But I'm so elated to have you people on the line. And incidentally, I've got a surprise guest for you tonight, and he'll be coming on shortly within the next 15 to 20 minutes. We'll bring him on with a testimony, and he has joined forces with us to pass this information people are not receiving from not only their doctors, they're not receiving it from anyone that has such complete products as Youngevity does. And when I'm saying complete products, I mean products that you can count on to rebuild your system organically without pesticides and chemicals, plant-derived minerals, all of the things that the body needs to fortify itself, that it can function the way that God intended for it to function. They're true. A lot of these things are missing now because of technology and all of the things that we're doing to the soil, even chemtrails where the planes are flying over top of it. Some of you might notice, I know I have, that my lawn looks nothing like it used to. It's burnt out. It's lacking minerals. It's lacking all of the stuff unless you put fertilizer on it that is needed to make that grass green. So it's the same thing that's going on with our bodies. And because of this depletion of the minerals and vitamins and amino acids and so forth, the body starts to break down. Because remember, it's all about cells. And it's all about cells. Cells, you have trillions of them. So many that we need to keep them, those cells, rebuilt and fed to have new healthy cells in the system. Now, we say healthy cells. How would you know whether the cells are healthy or not? One way is looking at your skin. When your skin has a vibrant look, like it possesses a lot of light and depth, when the skin is not dry, when the hair is not dry, when the eyes are white, the iris of the eyes, and not showing liver damage, and all of the things that's going on within the system. Because remember, the eyes are a mirror to the soul. So if you want to know what's going on inside the body, even with the colon, the iris, the brown part or the blue part of the eye shows the colon and the condition that it's in. So we have a doctor that God has provided for us inside, but that doctor has been lulled to sleep because of the chemicals and because of the trash and the filth that we put in the body over the years, cigarette smoking, drinking, drugging. And I'm talking about legalized drugs. They can be put at the top of the list. Because, one, they're the most expensive at times because they charge more for those drugs, $500, $1,000 a pill, that people can't even afford to stay alive if that was going to keep them alive. But we have found, and those of you on the line here tonight have found, and I'd like to congratulate some, hopefully they're on the line, Dr. Carl Price, who lives in Florida, that has just joined our group, buying the liver detox and getting ready to get started on that. I've also invited Pastor Rodney Sims, who I am elated to have in our group, because he is one who is leading people and trying to lead them to the truth. Now, he's leading, and I my hat's off to him, because he has taken the ball and run with it. He wasn't just mouth, but he took the ball, started running, and showed his faith by using the product, and also has this congregation that is also listening and is about to make a change based on his results that he's received, and he's received many compliments already. So these are the type of people that we want to give testimonies. People like Marianne Cashman, Donald Snowden Sr., James Womack. We have many of them who have stepped up to the plate and realized the importance of rebuilding your body so that this temple will last for the amount of time that God has intended it for it to last. And he didn't send us here to live a short life, because there's so many intricate parts that went into creating this. When we are living the lifestyle that's not conducive to life, then the next thing is the wages of sin is death. So that book that we walk around, we call the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Biblical Instructions Before Leaving Earth. We need to take that literally and get those instructions down and not do and get caught up into the thing that will rob us of our life. And speaking of life, I'd like to pay homage to one of our fallen troopers who was in the group. It was my cousin, Haley, and that's Darlene Mead. She took it on and took on longevity. She also took her family and introduced them to it. And I'm going to continue to encourage them, because Darlene did make her transition. However, there were fears also in the back of that, because doctors can put fear in you to make you sort of listen to some of the things that they want to do, which is not conducive to life. So I have just a minute of silence for Darlene and George Uzel, who has gone on also, and any of the other troopers that I have missed. Thank you. Thank you. We are the ones here that's left to carry on the ball, to carry on for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and all of those to come, because they don't have a clue as to what they need to be doing to live. And that's the foods, and all of the pollutants that they're subjected to, and all of the poisons and things that are going on within their system. So, without further ado, I would like to bring a dynamic individual on the phone, whom I have a lot of respect for, and that he stepped up to the plate when his mother passed, who he loved very dearly. And she asked him to promise not to let what happened to her happen to any other individual, at least telling them and getting them informed about how they can preserve their life. Now, the rest is up to you. You can walk away from it. You can just take this knowledge and not do anything with it. But one thing's for sure, your health will let you know what's going on if you don't take charge of it. And that's what we have done, a lot of us have done. We've taken charge of our health. A gentleman who God has sent with that message to give to us. And that is Dr. Joel Wallach. And I also refer to Donald Snowden as Dr. Wallach Jr. And Don has done a lot of studying and so forth. And without further ado, I'd like to turn this meeting over to Donald. And then we'll bring up the pastor, who is supposedly on the line also. Thank you all for being on it, getting on the line. And invite your friends, your family, and whoever. Invite them on this call, because everyone needs this information. Thank you. That is the lady. Take it over.
John, I thank you so much, man. I'm so excited to be partnered with you and be friends with you. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, I got to look up to you growing up, you know, being my dad's age, and always watched you and your health and watched you perform, whether you playing a trombone or whether you're just doing anything that's athletic or moving around. And to see you at the age you are now, almost 78 years old, and still able to kick your leg up over your head. And, I mean, just the things that you do, man, it's just, you know, amazes me. And, you know, my dad and yourself and Marianne, you know, 80 years old, people say, you know, 81, people say you look good for your age. And that's absolutely true. And then people see me at 37 and they say, man, you look good for your age. And I say, well, I got a long way to go. I don't look good until I get 70 or I get 80 or whatever the case may be. Then tell me I look good, because that's when it matters. But I just appreciate you so much, you know, because when you're in this fight for health and wellness and just helping people, man, I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to help people not suffer. And we don't know that we don't have to suffer. And that's one of the biggest things. Of course, we hear that adage or that verse that our people perish for a lack of knowledge, and that is absolutely true. You can say that over and over again, and that never gets old. And so I just appreciate, you know, the army that we have in this fight, and we've added pieces to this army, and everybody is accepted. And so everybody is supported. And I'm just grateful to be able to look at this call and see friends that I've invited on this call, or see people that you've invited, the pastor you've invited on the call to speak. And it's just a wonderful thing to watch this thing grow as much as it has in the last 3 years. I'm excited, and we just going to continue to push forward. And so I'm going to get into a topic real quick, because we do have a few testimonies that we're going to have, and I don't want to I know those people are busy and they have schedules, and I'm just grateful that they've taken the time to come on and give their testimony and what things have done for them. So, you know, I'm going to go over one of the big things that, you know, I feel like when we talk about health and getting better or feeling better or even just trying to maintain optimal health, you know, we talked about gluten a lot last week, and that was kind of my topic, intolerance. And I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit more. And we're going to just talk about digestive disorders. And we call them digestive disorders as opposed to the symptoms, because we don't care what the flavor of the ice cream is. We don't care what the symptom is. The fix for it is the same. So I'm going to read off a list of symptoms, and you will go to your medical doctor, and a good medical doctor may try to treat all of them together and figure out what they can do. Potential, hopefully naturally, but in most cases, they'll look at them as all separate symptoms, and they'll treat you as they're all separate symptoms, where when you're looking at things naturally and holistically and you understand how the body works, you understand that all of these things can be fixed at one time. And so when we talk about digestive disorders, and I'm not, and there's many of them, but there are certain ones that plague Americans. About 99% of Americans are plagued, or I'm sorry, about 80% of Americans are plagued by these diseases if they have digestive disorders. About 80% of them have these. Allergies, whether they be seasonal allergies or food allergies or different allergies. Athlete's foot, belching, bloating, gas, burping, celiac disease, constipation, Crohn's disease, dermatitis, diarrhea, colitis, food sensitivity, heartburn, hiatal hernia, indigestion, irritable bowel, jock itch, leaky gut, reflux, stomach and intestinal pain, thrush, which you find most in children, tip colitis, and yeast infections. These are some of the major symptoms that we look at when we talk about digestive disorders. And one of the things about digestive disorders is, of course, we eat certain foods or we do certain things with our bodies, whether it be abusing drugs, whether it be abusing alcohol, drinking beer, you know, these particular things can impede our digestion. And what that simply means when we talk about digestion is once you chew your food, and most of the time, I say all the time, even when, you know, you say you want something good, and most of the time we want something good or something bad. It's crazy, but that's just the way we've been programmed. And so we'll go out and we'll eat something good. It tastes good, but once you swallow it, then that's when it turns, because it just starts to wreak havoc on the body. And so it goes down and it gets to the stomach. And the issue in the stomach happens when the body doesn't have enough stomach acid. We need stomach acid. The acid in your stomach should be about a pH of 1. If you were able to take a tube and go straight down to your stomach and get out some stomach acid and you put it on your skin, on the back of your hand, it would burn a hole in your hand. That's how strong our stomach acid is supposed to be. And so it's, and in most cases it's not. As a child it is, but if we are nursing from a mother who is gluten intolerant, and she's passing that milk to us that has full of gluten, it then starts to impede our digestion. And that's when you look at things like thrush. When we get older and we eat certain foods and we feel it belching back up into our, through our esophagus, we'll feel like it's belching back up everything, and you get heartburn or you get what they call reflux, that's happening because we do not have enough stomach acid to break our food down into the smallest amino acids, into the smallest vitamins and minerals, so they can be passed along into the small intestines. When we talk about leaky gut, that's whole food, like corn. You know, corn is not digestible. Leaky gut is whole food passing through your intestines and through your gut. So when we do not have enough stomach acid to be able to break our food down, we start to develop problems. Another thing on top of that is we've been told to restrict salt. And yes, table salt, if you're using table salt, Morton's table salt, you're probably not getting much benefit. And that salt has silica in it. That salt has sand in it. That salt even has little shards of glass in it. If you look at grains of sand, if you pick up sand at the beach and you look at it, and you'll see these little shards of what might look like glass. You'll see like white stuff that looks like silica, and you'll see the sand itself. That's a lot of what they do with regular table salt. And so what happens is you have these little shards that go down and they cut little kind of scratches into your esophagus and down through your stomach. And those things at some point need to be repaired. And that's what we have cholesterol for, and that's what we have a lot of the other things for, as far as the body works to fight free radicals and free radical damage to the cells, antioxidants and so forth. But if we're using good salt, Himalayan sea salt, kelp, sea kelp, regular sea salt, you know, if we're using a good salt, that's going to go down and that's going to help the proton pumps in our stomach that make the acid work. That's going to help, and those are the chief cells in the stomach. Salt moves water around in our bodies. So, you know, salt has a major impact on digestion. But salt does not cause high blood pressure. And that's one of the things that the system has hooked us into so that we stop using salt. So, you know, that's a big deal in and of itself, and that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But when we talk about these digestive disorders, that is what causes the downturn in our health. If you ever heard of the analogy that your stomach or your gut functions the same way as your brain, and so when you talk about your gut instinct, when you feel that feeling in the pit of your stomach, you should follow it because that is pretty much always on point. And so your gut has to be healthy, just like your brain has to be healthy. And if our gut and our digestion and our stomach is not healthy, then we're not able to absorb the nutrients that is in the food that we eat or that are in the supplements that we take, because we understand that there's not a lot of nutrition in the day-to-day foods we eat. We can stay away from bad foods and stay relatively healthy, but if we do anything extra like work out, exert sweat, and do the things, or even if you have a job like a roofer or you work outside or you're breaking a sweat a lot, a regular diet is not going to help you. Prove that point. Look at athletes. A lot of athletes don't supplement, but they eat well. They have no choice. They get paid to work out. But every time you turn around, they're getting these debilitating injuries, they're getting surgeries and all of these particular things. And a lot of it is from the fact that, one, they're not getting a lot of nutrition in the food. Two, if their digestion is off, then you're not able to extract the nutrition that you are getting. And then it makes it really hard to be able to absorb nutrition. So the digestive system is the beginning of health in my book. Your mind is, of course, is important, because if you are mentally challenged or you're depressed and things like that, we tend to have certain chemical imbalances that make us crave certain things or want certain things or be comfort eat. And most of the time that's bad. But if our mind is under control, we're connected, whether spiritually, physically, and mentally with our mind. The next thing is your gut, because whatever you put down there needs to be broken down. It needs to be able to help you and fuel you throughout your day. And the more days you don't have the fuel you need, the more days your body starts to deplete and break down. It's not like a car where we can just fill it up with gas and then go 300 miles and then put more gas in it and it runs just like it did when we before we put the gas in it the last time. Our bodies need a little bit of something every day. We need fuel every day. And what we put in our stomach and what we put in our mouth and goes into our gut is extremely important. Gut health is extremely important. And so one of the things that we focus on when we look at it from a supplemental standpoint is we give everything that the digestive system needs to be able to keep itself healthy. And those are the digestive enzymes, which are your cultures. When you talk about when you look at like eating yogurt or the health of yogurt and things like that that are supposed to, and I'm just saying yogurt because most people know that, you know, there are some culture bifidus regularis, a lot of these different things that are supposed to go and help with good digestion. But we don't want to deal a lot of times with the dairy. Some of us are lactose intolerant. We can't deal with the dairy. So we cut all of that out. We just give you the things that you need. And so we give you the digestive enzymes, which are going to help you create a good stomach culture. We're going to give you the flora, which helps with the lining of your stomach. And that's what actually keeps the stomach acid in place and helps not burn a hole through your stomach. That flora is amazing. And we also give you the 90 essential nutrients. And once you have the 90 essential nutrients, you can pretty much maintain optimal health every single day. And so as we continue to flow through digestion and we put the good food down, we put the supplementation down, then we can absorb it through the small intestines, through the villi in the small intestines. And once we absorb it, it gets into the bloodstream. Once it gets into the bloodstream, now it's in the body, and now we're seeing the benefit. But the more days we don't see that benefit, the more days we start to break down, the more days we start to get a wide range of diseases, from little things to maybe just, you know, indigestion every now and again, allergies every now and again, all the way up to things like diverticulitis and Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, where they're talking about surgery and cutting a section of your intestines out because there is no villi in that section of your intestines, and then hooking it up back down, you know, cutting out 3 or 4 feet of intestines and then hooking it up somewhere else. So, you know, those things are extremely important, and digestion is extremely important. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to go over today. If you do have questions, if you have any of these particular symptoms that I named and you want to ask a question, once we get through with the testimony that we have coming up, we will, if you press 1, that will allow me to see that you have a question, and then I can be able to bring you on to answer the question once we get to the point in that part of the show. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring John on, back on, and he can introduce his guest for Sims, and I'll let him take it away from there. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Right. That was wonderful, unbelievable information, and I hope everyone take notes on this, because or record it or whatever you need to do. I think now, is it going to be recorded?
Yes, all the shows are recorded, and I'll send in the link. I get normally about an hour or so after the show, so once the new link is up for the show, once it's recorded, I will send it to you so we can broadcast it.
Okay. All right, that's great. So, I met this gentleman, his brother, at the bank, Mr. Carl Abrams. He was at the bank, and he had his relative with him. I think it was an aunt, I believe. But anyway, the message got back, and it went to Pastor Rodney Sims. and Rodney, Pastor Rodney Sims, and I gave him the CD. He listened to that information, and I invited him. He invited me to his church to do a presentation. So I went out there, and we had a wonderful time. As a matter of fact, one of his relatives, I think it's his grandmother, had delivered my sister Brenda as a midwife, and that brought about special feelings about them, as well as one of his brother's uncles, Jimmy Pendale, not Pendale, but Mason, last name was. We were in the Boy Scouts together. So, and it was a great meeting that we had, very spiritual, God felt, and those people were very receptive. They got a lot of information, and so much that Pastor Sims stepped up to the plate and said he wanted to try it. So he bought the 30-day detox. He joined the company, and he's also got other people interested. But he, by stepping up to the plate, and that's where I have a lot of respect for him, that he did this not only for himself, but to show people what was going on, and had the faith in me and tried it out and stepped up for the challenge. And without further ado, I'm going to turn Pastor Sims over to you all, so he can give his testimony about what has happened to him over just about 30 days. Thank you. Pastor Sims, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, Mr. John Bryan.
Thank you very much. Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The floor is yours.
First, I'd like to thank God. Okay. First, I'd like to thank God for meeting you. I believe God set it up so we can meet together, so I can get this product. The Bible declare in 1 John 3, I wish above all that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. I was prospering in other areas, but my health is your wealth. And so, and I believe that I was glad to meet you. I enjoyed the presentation that you sent. And I sit down and talk, and I was speaking to the Lord, and God wants us to be healthy. He made us to be on this earth to be healthy. And so I'm about day 26, and I lost approximately about 20 pounds. My wife said, what happened to you? I can't grab you, all of you, like I used to. And I brought a suit. Yes. And I brought a suit from about 5 years ago. I got into it this Sunday. And so I lost a couple of inches too. And so I thank God that I met you, and I feel more healthy. I feel got more energy. I'm up walking three to four times a week, 5:30 in the morning before I go to work at 6:30. And so I'm just grateful for, as like I'm getting my life back like I used to be. So I'm just excited what God has done through you and using Dr. Wallet and everybody on this call, that I'm doing better. I've got a few more days to go, but I'm over the hump. And the first, it take discipline. And so I understood that, because serving God, you got to be disciplined. And so it was no problem. I'm a pastor, but also a chef by profession. So I just, you know, cook with the butter and do some things that I can do and tweak it without all that other stuff. And the Lord has blessed me, and I feel good. And I thank God for the information from Donald, and how your digestive system is all about being better. God made a body, and he wants us to put this proper stuff in our body so we can do the things that he called us to do. So that's my testimony. And like I say, people see me. I just came from a conference. I preached last Friday, and they could see me. Say, man, you really lost some weight. I said, yes, it's the product that I'm taking, longevity, and that's what happened. So that's what we're gonna do. So once this 30 days up, I meet with you, Mr. Brian, again, and then I got a couple of people in my church interested, and then I see whoever want to come in and get the product. So that is my testimony. To God be the glory.
Thank you very much. That was a wonderful testimony. You were talking about the energy that you were feeling and how you're eating more stir-fried vegetables on your job and so forth, which
yeah.
is showing that you're making a change. And the thing that really caught my ear was when you said, you know what, I'm eating less and I'm not hungry.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm eating less. The shake tastes great to me. I'm eating less. I'm not hungry. I'm not falling. You know, I was sluggish. I was falling asleep on my job because I had too much weight on me. So I realized that, hey, they see me at lunch. You're not falling asleep. It's, yeah, because I'm doing something to make a change in my body. So if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over, that's insanity. You must make a change.
But if you keep doing what you're doing, as I have, I've been with the company now for 4 years, just about in August, July. So in 4 years, now you know how you feel now. Now add 4 years to that. With your body still receiving good foods, rebuilding itself, and your temple is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And all you have to do is make it exactly what it is. That's your fuel to make your body and to rebuild the cells and so forth. And that's what we need to get over to our children and the grandchildren and introduce them to all of these things. Gluten foods are not good at all. You're gluing your insides when you're using it. So make changes. The brain cells and all of that will send signals all over the body, and the blood goes into, when you're consuming drinks or food or whatever, it's going into your liver. And that's what Pastor Sims went for. He went for the core, the liver. And then you got the thyroid and the kidneys and all of those type things and the gallbladder that they take out. But all of these are filters, the liver being the largest. So hit the core and change that. And if Dr. Price is on the line, I don't know whether she is or not. She lives in Florida, but she has her package, and we're going to go over how to take it. But Pastor Sims, I know you're an expert on that right now.
Thank you, John. And I wanted to really go into this 30-day detox. I know you know he alluded to it. There's probably some people on the call that are saying, well, you know, what is it? How does it work? What did he do? And so I want to kind of go over what this 30-day detox is, because it, you know, it's extremely important that once we start to get on a road or journey to health, we have to get back or get our bodies back to what I call ground zero and talk about everything that we eat, everything that we breathe, everything that we drink, smoke, whatever it might be. We talk about how it gets into the bloodstream. Well, all the blood has to be filtered through the liver. So what happens is the toxins and the bad foods and everything that goes into our, even all the way down to what we put on our skin. If we put toxic lotion on our skin, if we put nail polish on our fingernails, if these things are toxic, the makeup that we use. If it's not natural and you can't eat it, it's toxic. And anything you put on your skin is absorbed into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. And that's the one thing that people realize. You look at health holistically, we always just look at diet. Oh, I eat well. But are you using shampoos that have propylene glycol, which is the leading ingredient in antifreeze? Are you putting MAC makeup on your skin, which uses animal and bug byproducts to make colors, and use chemicals and parabens? Are you using fragrances that smell good but are toxic? These are and shampoos, and these are the things that we don't think about. We put lotion on the bottom of our feet. We put Vaseline on our skin. Vaseline is petroleum jelly. Petroleum is gas. Put it all over our kids' faces. I got it in my face as a child when it's cold outside. We put it on our feet to keep our feet soft, and then we put socks on. And we put it on the bottom of our feet. If you know anything about the bottom of your feet, stuff absorbs through the bottom of your feet faster than anywhere on your body. But when you put things on your skin that are toxic, that starts to wreak havoc on your health. You're getting perms in your hair. That starts to wreak havoc on your health. So it's not just about what we eat. It's a holistic battle. And granted, you pick your battles, but you have to pick them smart. Because, I mean, they catch you coming and they catch you going with toxins, and you can't combat everything. But if you are working on the things you can control and you're paying attention and you're self-aware, you have the awareness to pay attention to those things, it makes a big difference. And so back to this whole detox system, whatever you put on your skin, like I said, or whatever you ingest absorbs into your bloodstream. It has to be filtered by the liver. The liver becomes toxic because most of us have never cleansed our liver. We've lived all of our life, and everything that we've done, good, bad, and indifferent, is in our liver. And so what happens is your liver starts to develop stones. They can be green, they can be brown, and these are like stones. And what happens is, connected to our liver is our gallbladder. And there, your gallbladder is connected to your liver by what we call a common bile duct. And as the gallbladder, gets more toxic with these stones, the liver says, man, I need some help. And just like when there's too many people in the main part of service, you have to go into overflow. Well, the overflow for your liver, for those stones, is the gallbladder. So all those stones then go into the gallbladder, and the stones in the gallbladder begin to calcify. The gallbladder stops functioning because it's not getting the blood flow that it needs. It's full. It affects your urine. You know, you feel like you have to urinate, but you don't. It feels like you're full. It feels like your bladder's heavy. But not to mention, your gallbladder then stops working or stops functioning like it should. You go to the doctor and they say, yep, we're going to have to take your gallbladder out. Well, what they've just done is they've just taken off a part of you that was used as an overflow. So now your liver, instead of having somewhere to work with it, it doesn't have it anymore. And we know so many people, if you ask anybody you know that has had their gallbladder removed, say, well, what did they do for your liver? 9 times out of 10, they'll say nothing, unless they tell you they're on a liver transplant list because they need a new liver, because that's what's coming next. But they pull your gallbladder out, and people say, ever since I got my gallbladder out, this don't feel right, that doesn't feel right, it's just something's not right. Well, because they've cut off a section of your circulation, a section of your organ system that's needed to work. So instead of getting your gallbladder removed, we do a 30-day detox. And why we do it for 30 days, you know, that's another big question that people ask. And it's a wonderful question because the market is set up where you can do a 3-day detox. You can do a 1-day detox. You can do a weekend detox. And what happens during those particular detox, even a 7-day detox, but what happens is you might cleanse some of the stuff out of the liver, but you're not getting everything out of the gallbladder. There's a lot of toxins that still flow through the body that need to be reuptake to the body to then be excreted out as urine. Some of those stones will go into a mode where they will dissolve back into the body and be excreted through your urine or through your waste. And this is a 30-day process. Why, again, are we talking about 30 days? Because we talk about cell regeneration. About every 90 days, your body regenerates new cells throughout the body. But every 30 days, you're having some sort of cell regeneration in your organs. And so what we've just done is we've now given the body, not only we're cleansing the liver, and you'll see these stones come out when you go to the bathroom. It's the most amazing thing you'll ever see. And the liver feels healthy. All the stuff that's in the gallbladder can flow back down through the liver, back through that common bile duct. That common bile duct can get cleaned and everything. And then you have a healthy gallbladder. You have a healthy common bile duct. And that's one of the other things when they look at the gallbladder, because the common bile duct is so fat, cuts off circulation to the gallbladder. And so those things, the body will fix itself. So we then do that 30-day detox, and in the first 4 days, well, really the first day, you know, you mix up a drink, you take it, and you take it at 6 o'clock, and then you take another dose at 8 o'clock, then you mix up another drink, and this all comes in a complete set. Drink it about 10 o'clock, and you got to lay down on your right side as long as you can. And you normally, if you work, you normally start this on a Friday. And then Saturday morning when you get up, that's your bathroom time. And this is when you'll see a lot of these stones and a lot of things start to excrete from the body all day. And then you have a couple of other drinks you take, and you're taking a digestive enzyme every day. We're back to our digestive enzymes. Take two of them. You take one when you first wake up in the morning, and you take one with a meal. So you're taking digestive enzymes all day. Why? Because we got to get the stomach cultures back right. We got to get the stomach back in order so that when we are eating, there's even a meal plan. And the meal plan, I love it because it's not set up to where you have to eat a combination of foods. They give you a list of things, and you can plan foods around it. So what I love to do was before I started, I prepped. And I said, okay, what do I love on this list of stuff that I can have? And then I went and I prepped my meals around that. So and it's a calendar that comes with it, a 30-day calendar. So every day it tells you exactly what it is you need to take. And then I wrote on there what meals I was going to eat. If I was able to have food that for lunch, I would have a light lunch. And then I would have my meal replacement shake for breakfast. So I'd have to have it for dinner or however it's broken down. And it's so easy to follow. But, again, it takes discipline because our bodies and our mind will say, especially that first week, you're fighting cravings a little bit. But after about the third or fourth day, we start to reintroduce the nutrition. We start to give you back the 90 essential nutrients. And then giving you the 90 essential nutrients, you get a lot of, you get some of that through the meal replacement shake. But then once you get on your healthy start pack and your 90 essential nutrients, and you're getting your the proper ratios of your omega-3, 6s, and 9s, you're getting your calcium and magnesium and chondroitin and glucosamine, and then you're getting your 60 minerals and 16 vitamins and 12 amino acids, and your body is happy. Trust me. And once you start to reintroduce the nutrition as well as eating the foods that you eat, you then get the results that you're looking for. The whites of your eyes get brighter. You sleep so much better. Your bowel movements change. And one, because you're not putting a lot of bad food down your stomach anyway, you're cutting out gluten, because most of the time there's no bread throughout this whole particular process. So you're automatically cutting out gluten. And just being on a gluten-free diet for 2 weeks will change your life. I mean, you won't feel sluggish. So all of these things couple together. And that's one thing about longevity and Dr. Wallach that I appreciate. Because a lot of times people will say, oh, go drink this. Or go take this pill. Or go try this. But it's a complete system. We get it every way. You get it every way that you need to get it. It's not just something that you do and then you stop, or you take this pill, and oh, yeah, that'll detox you for the next month. No, it's an ongoing process, because the body just didn't get in the state that it's in 1 day, 7 days, even 30 days. But that's just amazing. We can treat our bodies. If we can stand it to live and we don't get debilitated with too much illness and sickness, and then one day we decide to make a change, our body is right there willing and able to change itself and to fix itself. And that is the only thing that you can attribute that to is the Creator. so many people live a life, and then at some point in time in their life, they decide that they need to be better. And they find God, they find Jesus, they find Allah, whatever it might be. And they're received, they're cleansed. And it's the same exact thing with your body. If your body survives and you decide one day I'm going to change and you start to give it what it's missing, your body will thank you every single day. And once you start to feel that good, like Pastor Sims is talking about, like John is talking about, like I'm talking about, you don't want to go backwards. It just doesn't make sense. And so that's the genius of this 30-day detox. And that's why it's 30 days, because we got to allow the system to really cleanse itself. We got to get the stones all out. We got to get the toxins all out. We got to put the foods in that we need to have in, which food is important. But on top of that, we need to get the nutrition that we need in. And that's for makeup. And that's the one thing about the products that we have is it makes up for what we don't get in our food. When you eat a salad and you look at the bottom of that salad bowl, you don't know how many vitamins and minerals you got. And most plants only need three minerals to grow. Phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen. That's the only three things that you need to grow a plant. And our body needs 60 minerals. So even if you ate a healthy salad for lunch, organic even, three minerals, and the body needs 60, so you're still 57 minerals short. So that's what the nutrition does. That's what supplementation does. It makes up for what you're losing. And that's why it's important that you have a protocol that's complete. Because you just can't go take vitamin B12, or you just can't go take vitamin B1, thiamine, or you just can't go take some calcium. You need to have the cofactors that make it work. You don't take calcium without taking vitamin D3 and magnesium and all of those things that help the calcium absorb in the body. You know, so it's a protocol. It's a full system. And that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's why the results that we see in 90 days across the board on an average is remarkable. Things that we see are remarkable. And when you first start out here, you just think, man, wow, that was a miracle. And then you start to hear it every day, or you start to get phone calls, or you start to see people change, physically change. And people say, well, you know, it's not good to lose that much weight that fast. If you do it healthy, you can do it. We have a particular program where you can lose up to a pound and a half to 2 pounds every single day. Healthy. But people will go to the gym, they'll go to different places, and they might lose 10 pounds in a month and feel great. And here you talk about this young man that just lost 20-some pounds in a month. He's still got a few more days to go. But when you do it the right way, the body will balance itself. All the body wants is balance. And once we start to balance out the body, start to balance out our nutritional reserves, and once we start to balance out our mental stability, you live in a life in a sense of euphoria. So that's what I wanted to kind of elaborate on, was that 30-day detox and why it works and what it's about. John, did you have anything to add to that?
No, Don. No, you did a great job with that. Yes, indeed. And, as a matter of fact, I got another liver detox myself I'm going to be taking within the next couple of months. But it's nothing like continuing to detoxify the body, getting rid of dumping your trash that you've been accumulating over the years. So it's a great feeling. And, Pastor, you have a lot to look forward to when you start get those 90 essential nutrients in you, and those amino acids and so forth, and you really start to build something there. So thank you very much, and thank everybody that's on the line. And Donald said that he would, if there are any questions, we will entertain those before we terminate the call.
If you press one, if you have a question, I'll give
you for your participation and your testimony, Pastor Sims. Thank you very much. Okay, Don, I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Pastor Sims, did you have any other questions or anything that you wanted to ask or impart?
Yeah, I want to ask, after 30 days old. I heard you talking about the 90-day start pack and all that. So my question to you, how many calories, I mean, I know it was 200-300 lunch, 400-600, and then we had to shake. So how many calories should a man, you know, average man have after the, because after the 90 days, after 30 days, you have, you know, because I want to control what I still control what I eat, but I just want to know how many calories is allowed per day.
That's an awesome question. And actually, you control your caloric intake by how you feel. And most of the time, there's not, and to answer your question directly, there is not a number in a sense, because you find that once you, like already, you eat less food. Granted, you've lost weight, but you eat less food and you feel better longer. And you feel
right.
Better. So if I told you at a certain body weight you needed to eat 2,800 calories and you said, well, I would be full at that. I couldn't eat that much. Once you need to get the nutrition and you realize that I don't need to eat as much, once you start to get, again, the 90th century nutrient, and you say, you know what, I don't really feel like eating lunch now. I'll have dinner. And as long as you're eating the correct food, the caloric intake will take care of itself. We don't gain weight because of calories. We're not obese because of calories or because of overeating. We're obese because we're nutrient deficient. And when you're nutrient deficient, you start to develop certain cravings that connect to certain foods. That's what causes us to be obese. So Counting calories will just make you miserable. You eat based on how you feel, and now that you know the foods
right.
to eat, then you're
right.
fine.
Okay. Okay. That's good. I just want to ask that question because, you know, once I, and then I'm going to meet with Mr. Bryan again. But I was just, that's one of the questions I was asking because if you don't look it up, this average man calories, maybe 1,800 for a man. I'm just saying if you were Google it or something like that, that's what I'm saying. So I was just
right.
curious.
And
yeah,
the one thing
curious.
You got to realize about who puts those numbers up is the medical system. They control all of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they'll have
yeah,
those numbers.
Yeah.
But we eat based on
yeah.
how we feel.
Okay, that's good. You're doing
yeah.
an awesome job. You know a lot about the body, and I, you know, I can, you know, you're real good, and I can learn some stuff, and I can always, everything I learn, I can use it for preaching and how the body is. I mean, this was very good. I will admit, I learned some things tonight.
Well, that's
great.
That's wonderful.
That's
and like I said, we will definitely all be in touch. And you know, you talk to John, and you know, I'm in Maryland whenever I need. I'm in North Carolina, but whenever I need to come to Maryland, you want to do an event, you want to do whatever it is, man. Like I said, you got a support system. You don't need to do this by yourself. It took me a while to learn it, but I'm gonna tell you what. It's nothing like giving information that saves people's lives, and you do it every single
yeah.
day in what you do as a chef. You
right.
do it every day, every single day you as a pastor, so you understand
right.
what I'm coming from. And to bring a different level of information that people don't get every
wow,
day.
Wow, that's right. Yeah, yeah, because see, what you were saying, what we put on our body and all that stuff, that's very good. Because see, we think it's just eating food destroying our temple, Bible declare, but, you know, all of that other stuff, you know, so that was good. That was very enlightening. So I appreciate that.
No problem, sir. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely stay connected, and we're going to do a lot of work together.
Okay. Thanks, man. I'm going to shut up so we can get on.
invite your congregation, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to invite them on next week. But see,
man.
What I do have, Mr. Bryan, is I'm going to tell them come on after. See, I have a prayer conference call every Tuesday night from 7 to 7:15. And so
okay.
I'm going to do is give them a now I'm going to give them the number. Have the call to come, call this number, get some information too, because you on a little later. And so that's what
yeah.
I did. I just greet my people, then I jumped on your line. And so I had somebody else praying. I just want to let them know I'm giving the testimony about your product. And that way I'm informing them so they understand what I'm doing. And as they look, that they can be a part or what I'm doing, they can jump on your line. I can give them the number, but that's what happened on Tuesday. That's why some of them wasn't on there. So what I can give them the number to follow up after they get off the prayer call to jump on this line to get some more information about your body and things that you need to do, you know.
And just let us know, you know, that they call from your congregation or somebody you've referred. And,
okay, I will let you know. I will let
then,
you
know. You know, we'll put them under you or whatever works.
Okay, no problem. Oh, I appreciate
okay.
it. Thanks a lot. And we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
All
okay,
right.
Man.
All right. Thank you, Donald.
God bless. Okay, Donald.
443-962. Is there any questions that you have tonight?
962,
hello?
I think that's me. Hello, how are
yes,
you?
Ma'am. Wonderful. How
My
are
name
you?
Is Octavia. I am a follower of Mr. John Bryant.
Yay,
and I have,
Octavia.
Hey, how are you doing, honey? And let me
oh,
tell
I'm
you
doing great.
I want to give a testimony of what I have seen by just being with you for the last 6 months. And I have told several people that what I see, that you look healthy from the inside out. And
well,
I'm in the medical field, and I was I listened to the program, and I know everything that you said was absolutely correct.
Well,
and
thank you.
It's just amazing. I'm just feeling good about this. Another thing you said, that people perish for the lack of knowledge, which is scriptural, because we don't take heed to the knowledge that we have been given.
Right.
Because a lot of the stuff we know, you know what I mean? We know to a certain degree, but still we do nothing about it. But I also can say that just like I think Pastor Sim said, that you come to a place in life, and I believe it's the good Lord that brings you to that place where it's time for change. And I feel
yeah.
that I'm on that. I feel like I'm on that. I feel like I'm on that road. I feel like I've been walking towards that road for maybe a year now. And I feel like I'm coming to that place where it's time for me to make a change, which means I have to make a decision.
That's right.
So
right.
I have shared.
And now
shared
you have more
information
to make an informed decision, and that's the most important thing.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I say, and now you have the ammunition to make an informed decision, and that's what's important.
Well, the funny part about it.
I think your phone is kind of breaking up.
I don't know who, when, how. I remember when Mr. John introduced this to me. I think he gave me the CD, the program, everywhere, and I went on the website and everything, and I was like, I don't remember when, who, and how. But I have come this way before, you know what I mean? So it was a refreshing, and I feel like it has come back to me once again. So I'm
yeah.
excited about the whole thing. I've already talked to John. I told him that I was going to start the program up hopefully very, very soon, and then I'm going to give my testimony.
I'm so
That's
happy
awesome.
For you. I'm so
thank
happy
you,
for you. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You, thank
God
you, thank
bless you.
You.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
So,
wow.
So
thank you for
everybody
your honor.
And you know several other people that need to make the same decision. And so, we're, like I said, we're here every Tuesday.
Wait a minute. I got to get in the spot because I'm breaking. What'd you say?
I said I'm so proud of the fact that you want to make a decision and you're ready to go. And I said, I'm sure you know several other people to make a decision or need this type of information. And you being in the medical field and surrounded by those people that are looking for change and looking for help, we're
oh,
here every
absolutely.
Tuesday. Make sure you get them on.
Now, I shared with Octavia a while back when Darlene passed. No, I'm sorry, another cousin. My cousin's wife up in New York, they were walking out and exercising, and she said she couldn't breathe. Octavia told me exactly what the problem was and said that all you needed to do was have some aspirin there and give that person an aspirin right away, that you should carry aspirin around. And if somebody complaining that they can't breathe, that there's a blood clot, and that aspirin will break it up immediately. But it's just having
and John,
that kind of information.
She said that she's heard this before. How many times did it take you before you came around?
Oh, wow. Probably three times. Three different times. And the first two, I heard about it, but I didn't go and take the step to go and check it out. And Donald's father, Donald Snowden Sr., invited me again, and I went to check it out that time. And when I went that time, that was it. That was 2014 in June. And I joined, and I became a member in July, and the rest is history. And I have enjoyed all of the getting my posture changing, my skin changing, the weight loss, my regular heartbeat, all of that stuff changed to the point that I feel great.
Well, Mr. John, when Donald was talking about the system of a non-productive justice system, here I am going down the checklist. I'm like, really? God, I didn't have nothing on it, thank the Lord, but still, I am overweight. So therefore, there is something that needs to be addressed.
Right.
You know, I was just grateful of the fact that I said, well, heck, I don't have none of them symptoms.
Well, you know one thing? When you told me that you had craving for sugar, sweets,
yes.
Then
I'm a candy eater.
Blood sugar disorder.
Mm-hmm. I love to eat my candy.
Right. But you take a candy out of your mouth.
But let me tell you something. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh,
get
no,
some sweeties, get some of that sweeties.
A quick breakdown. When we talk about sugar and cravings for sugar, because I'm going to tell you, I was a Snickers bar guy. Like, I could have bars at one time and be absolutely content.
Wow.
And I was a football player, so I always felt like I could eat the sugar because I'm going
to
go sweat
it out.
And I'm going to go burn it off.
Exactly.
And I need the fuel. And that is absolutely so backwards, because for every Snickers bar I ate, I caused and wreaked havoc on my system. And what I'm going to tell you, when you look at sugar imbalance, blood sugar imbalance, which is one of the things we're going to cover next week, but blood sugar imbalance is really a deficiency in chromium and vanadium. And then there are about 23 other cofactors that go along with that, to help the cell receptors in the body be able to open and close and accept insulin and make insulin. Absorb the insulin.
Produce it.
And that's
absorb
one
it.
Of the things. In, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So wouldn't it produce insulin?
No.
In the pancreas?
Your body makes insulin.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is when you have a blood sugar imbalance, your pancreas is making insulin just fine. You're not absorbing it at the rate you need to absorb it. So the craving is coming from, I need to make more insulin. I need to make more insulin. I need to make more insulin. That's what the body's saying to you every time you feel like you need that craving, because you're not getting enough absorbed into the cells, because the cell receptors, all of them aren't opening and closing like they should to absorb the insulin into the cells. So that's going to be a topic that I'm going to that we're going to go deep into next week. But we have a blood sugar, we have a full protocol for blood sugar imbalances. We don't look at the symptoms. We look at the overall cause or root cause, which a blood sugar imbalance. So we're going to go over the symptoms and then go over the root cause. But that was just kind of a little insight on that particular program and what it is that we do when we talk about cravings and blood sugar imbalance.
Well, all the information has been most beneficial. I completely, totally understand. And I got to get off this phone because I got a husband. I want to digest what I have just received, because, You know, I know how sometimes we get overwhelmed, too much information, and I want to just get off right here where I'm able to digest and process this information that I've had so I can start making the decisions that I need to make from this point. Because sometimes we overthink everything and we look at the whole piece, which is good, but first I got to fight.
That's right.
You're giving me the bite. Let me chew on the bite and prepare myself to take the next step. And I will talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Octavia. You have a good evening.
Thanks, Octavia. See you tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to go to one more, two more actually, but 410-507-1011. Do you have a question or comment? Do you have a question or comment? Okay. Just listening. And 410-507-0983, how are you today? Do you have a question or comment?
I think that's myself.
That's
I think that's Marianne.
How are you?
I didn't know. Well, last week I used my other number. I don't have a lot to say except your information that was extremely valuable, and I found when the pastor was talking about how he connected with John and how he received this information, I found myself crying. It was just so moving because I had gone through the same thing. At any rate, the pastor... I spoke to him on the phone the other day, and he is certainly a very positive, moving forward with the product, and I think he's going to build a nice little auxiliary to his prayer group.
Wonderful.
But to hear somebody talk about the experience you have had so precisely is rather moving. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At any rate, I won't keep you on the phone. I do think it's important for Octavia and the others to know that a lot of people pushed away Donald Sr. and said, no, I don't need it. I'm fine. In fact, most people say I'm fine. I myself said I'm fine, but I probably waited... Oh, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 minutes before I said, okay. Mm. And it was all because of a broken ankle.
Okay.
But for most people, they hold off much longer. And that's what I think what is so beautiful about this pastor is he jumped right on this marvelous gift. And I think it is a gift offered to few. And it can be offered from those few to vast numbers. That's one of the many exciting things about it, how it is spreading. And Donald, I must say that you are certainly galloping along in your knowledge of the body and the body systems and the body issues and the body problems and the solutions to so many common problems. It's quite inspiring to hear you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, you're doing a fantastic job. This is absolutely first-rate information, needed, pointed emergency information. And when you deliver it, is a silent reminder of don't wait any longer. Move now.
That's right. And I definitely appreciate you.
It's
good to hear from you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm probably your oldest member, and I don't mind at all.
No, that is amazing. And I will be glad when I can say those things at your age.
Me too.
And it would be in my heart even better if you were there to listen to me at that age.
I was thinking the same thing. I might not be on the planet, but I will be listening to you wherever
you go.
Are.
That's all I
can guarantee
to
you
that.
That's what you call soul to soul. Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, take care,
good
both of you. God
you.
Bless you, and thank you. Oh, yes, thank you for a wonderful call. Quite inspiring.
Thank you very much, too, man.
You're
thanks
welcome.
John? Close us out, man. You got anything else you got to add? Or?
No, that's it, Donald. Everything, thank God for the meeting, and thank God for all of the people that got involved, and I mean, it was a wonderful meeting, and I just see it continuing to go, grow. Just continue to pass the message around to people.
Yes.
And some of them might not speak, but they can receive the information. So I think it's great. So keep it up.
Next week, I know Tuesday is actually the 4th of July, and so we will be on. I have family coming in town this weekend who are going to get an absolute earful from me, and whatever ones are still around on Tuesday, we'll get to hear the call. So I will be here. Is there anything that you have or you plan or anything that prohibits you from being on the call, even though that is 4th of July?
Okay, I think I'll be able to. I have nothing for that.
Okay. Well, let me
all
know
right.
if you need to change that, but I plan on it.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk
next
week. But,
so thank each and every one of you for a wonderful call.
Yes.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Yep.
Good night.
And we will email and text and send out the link for the recording. And once that comes up, I'll send that out, and we'll get that dispersed, and then be looking out for text and everything for our next call. So I appreciate it, and you know, we can't do this alone. If you feel like something you heard tonight resonated with you, bring somebody on next week that you felt like missed this message, and we'll get it out to them. We'll make it work, and they'll get the same information, and they'll be able to make a decision as well. So as we conclude the show, just want to say thank you. And we appreciate all of you, and we look forward to the next show and expanding and reaching more people. So I love you guys. We'll talk to you later.